I wouldn't rely on it.
Oh?
I'm afraid it's my fate in life to bash my head against a wall of incompetence, ignorance, and complacency. Boards of directors, general managers, purveyors of farm machinery, and rich men. Oh, I stick right up to here, of them all.
Sounds like you need another drink.
What I need is about £25,000 and 12 months of decent luck.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ordinary work on my morning walks up at the fish hatchery. I was getting quite interested in the project.
Oh, I'll go ahead somewhere.
Good.
Trouble is, the Am isn't a very suitable river. Because it has a rapid rise and fall, any scheme has to allow for a 6 inches an hour change in water level. Then the flow's not what it should be. I reckon on another 300 gallons a minute, which we could only get from a 10-inch borehole.
Yes, I'm sure these things are always more complicated than they first seem. But surely if you have Jack Woolley's cooperation...
I gave up my job because I relied on Jack Woolley's cooperation.
And, here's your lager, Colonel.
Oh, thank you. I am ready for this. I've been bending over raspberry canes all morning, working up a splendid thirst.
Well, I'll be on my way.
Yeah, but hold on.
Bye, Sam.
Yeah, cheerio.
But I didn't buy him a drink.
Actually, he didn't buy you one either.
Hey?
No, with the pie and salad, it comes to 85.
Oh, does it?
Sorry about that.
I'm sure he was only trying to be helpful, Laura. He could have poisoned half the village.
Oh, don't be silly. Dan had some the other day, and he was perfectly all right. And tin food is very expensive these days.
Then why did somebody leave a whole box full of the stuff lying about for Walter to get hold
of? How should I know? Do you want a cup of tea?
Oh, might as well as I'm here.
I'll just put the kettle on, then. I've been expecting you to call for the past couple of days.
But I only popped in because I was so furious with Walter Gabriel.
It's all right. You don't need to make excuses. Word gets around, you know.
What?
There's some biscuits in the willow pattern jar. I expect you'd like one.
Are you feeling quite well today, Doris?
Why shouldn't I be?
I just wondered.
If you must know, I'm very upset about Tony.
Oh?
He won't speak to Jennifer O'Brien, and one family start falling out...
What are they arguing over?
Now, don't tell me you haven't heard. Tony went to see Ralph about Bridge Farm.
He didn't.
Don't you hear anything these days? Peggy and Brian had the most terrible row.
Good heavens.
I thought you'd have known. You used to know everything at one time.
No, I didn't. Anyway, I'm busy looking after Freddie these days. He's always wanting me to go for walks or play croquet. And what with him and the over 60s and the time I spent on church business...
I thought we'd get around to that.
Sorry?
Church business. Come on, you might as well get it over with.
Doris, you've been saying some very peculiar things since I came in. I'm not at all sure if you oughtn't to be in bed.
I suppose that's your excuse, pretending I'm on my last legs.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The church flower rota.
Oh, that!
I know you've crossed me off, so don't pretend you haven't.
Doris, all I've done...
I'm not going to make a fuss, but there is one thing I want to ask. I've been doing the East Window at Easter for the past 40 years, and it would break my heart if...
Oh, Doris, of course you can do it. And I don't want you to come off the rota. I've just moved you to a summer month, that's all.
Oh.
And I thought the PCC might buy you a little stepladder, just a small one, so you could reach your window without climbing on the pews.
Oh, I see.
Afternoon, Paul. Am I disturbing you?
Oh, Tom. No, of course not. Come in.
Well, you've certainly got this place organized.
Oh, it'll always be my strong point. There. That's Farmer Banks taken care of. You know, it's extraordinary, Tom. The man's got half an acre of swamp on his land, waterlogged, totally useless, and completely ignored for the past 20 years. But the moment somebody like me comes along and shows an interest...
It suddenly becomes highly desirable and valuable, eh?
You've no idea. He seems to think I'm a multi-million pound enterprise with money to burn. Sent by his fairy godmother to make him rich for life. Want a cup of tea?
No, thanks. Must be a nuisance clearing the table of papers every time he wants to eat.
Oh, we eat in the kitchen now and try not to ask people to dinner.
I see. Mr. Woolley was talking about the fish hatchery yesterday.
Tom, could you pass me the phone book, please, by your office?
Of course I can. There you are. Thanks.
I want my drainage contractor to look at a site near Netherbourne.
Good gracious. You looking that far afield?
Yeah, it's quite good. Except the water's a bit shallow. We'd have to dig out a 12-foot channel to get the minimum head of water. At least that's my estimate.
I don't think Mr. Woolley wanted you to give up the idea of using the old hatchery.
Well, he shouldn't have messed me about then. I'd laid on contractors to dig the borehole on Monday morning.
Without telling him, we're getting planning permission.
All right. So I rushed ahead without consulting Jack properly. But we had an agreement in principle, and we've known each other a long time.
You've staked near enough everything on making this fish farm work, haven't you?
Yes. I've given up a job. We're selling the paddock. I've got the old sewage tanks cleaned out ready. And Jack Woolley gave a display of histrionics.
Oh, don't start that again.
It's my whole future, Tom.
All the more reason to be sensible, then. What does Christine think about it?
Oh, she doesn't interfere. She'll back my judgment.
Seems to me you haven't got any judgment left.
I sometimes wonder myself. Still, I really must struggle on, so if you don't mind.
Paul, you know the old fish hatcher is the best chance you've got. The tanks are there. The two pools we prepared last time.
I do realize that.
Then, for heaven's sake, go back to Mr. Woolley and sort something out between you. Otherwise, he's quite capable of going ahead himself. Just out of sheer devilment.
Oh, he hasn't got the know-how.
I wouldn't like to take a bet on that. He was over at Lord Royle's fish farm again yesterday evening, and Jack Woolley's never been one to let the grass grow under his feet.
Oh, come on. Dear.
Jenny, who are you ringing?
Mom! Except she isn't in.
Oh. She's probably down in her potting shed, sticking pins in my effigy and muttering over her cauldron.
It's bad enough you upsetting Mum, Brian. You don't have to be rude about her.
Sorry. Well, how do I look?
Beautiful.
Yeah, I wonder if Tony will wear his bow tie that lights up in the dark.
He hasn't got one. And you'll be lucky if he isn't wearing a sawed-off shotgun.
I knew it was a risk moving in with the Archer clan. There's a certain primitive streak in the English peasantry.
Why are you pompous at?
No, I'm not complaining. After all, it saved the day at Agincourt. Anyway, why are you ringing your mum? I thought we were going to let the dust settle.
I don't like family rows, and I thought if I asked her to babysit tonight...
Well, Shula and David are coming. They'll be here any minute.
Well, you could have sent them down to the pub with a couple of quid.
Oh, yes, yes. Phil would approve of that. David's underage, you know. This goes on. I'll be given 24 hours to get out of town.
Well, I suppose we'll see Tony tonight.
Unless we avoid each other.
Don't you think you could explain about it being Ralph who phoned you?
Oh, I don't mind telling him. But as I told your mother, I'm not discussing our private affairs with anybody.
Well, it's only the farm. Hardly the intimate details of our life.
Hello, we're here.
Oh, come on through.
Hello, David. You're looking brown.
Slave labour on the combine.
Oh. Hello. Is there lots of food in the fridge?
Cold chicken, leftover trifle.
Ooh. And there's a bottle of beer for you, David.
Thanks.
One bottle? What about me?
Oh, we've locked up the gin cupboard.
Honestly.
Help me up, somebody.
Come on, David. Take her other arm.
I'll bring the car round. Save your legs.
Oh, I'm not that bad. It's only these low chairs.
One, two, three. Heave!
Oh. Are you sure you're fit to go to the cricket club, darling?
Oh, yes. I shall sit in the corner and knit baby booties.
Not much fun for Brian.
Why should he have fun? Go on, go and get your food.
He wasn't joking either. There is only one bottle of beer.
Move your head. Where's the chicken?
Here. Do you want salad?
Well, no.
You ought to. It's good for you.
Oh, yes, matron.
Ooh, egg and bacon pie.
Part it out.
Well, it's their lunch tomorrow.
They said help yourself. Anyway... The condemned man is a larder, hearty supper.
Oh, don't start that again. Here, put the stuff on a tray.
I'll get the results tomorrow, you know.
You might not.
Well, I called Dick Nicholson. He phoned the school yesterday and they told him he passed. That means they put them in the post either Monday
or... But if he could get his results over the phone, why couldn't you?
I'd rather put it off.
Oh, David, don't be so silly. You don't know you failed.
I've told you, I bungled the maths completely.
People always say that, so they can look surprised when they sail through with flying colours.
Not me, unfortunately.
Well, perhaps you'll get a D in maths. You're allowed one D after all.
Well, geography wasn't too good.
Well, I've no sympathy. Fancy suffering this agony of suspense when all you had to do was lift the phone.
All right, don't go on.
You're the one who's been going on, David.
Anyway, I don't really care. I'd much rather stay at home and learn how to run Brookfield.
Run Brookfield? Listen, love, you're not going to be running Brookfield for years.
I mean, learn about farming. And are you going to pass me out the trifle or not?
Oh, here. Actually, I don't know if I want you at home all the time. Brothers are much nicer at a distance.
In that case, you'd better think about moving out. I suppose you want half this beer.
Oh, no. Under the circumstances, you'd better have it. Then we can see what's on television.
It wouldn't hurt, you know.
Sorry?
If you smiled. You don't have to mean it, but for the sake of appearances.
Ah, yes, of course.
Oh, dear. That's not very good, Tony, is it?
Well, I've never gone in for grinning and smirking, Libby. I've an honest, open countenance. And if it happens to show the way I feel...
That couple are staring at us. Huh? They must think we're an old married couple having a row.
Oh, that's the Brinkleys. And they know we're not an old married couple.
Come on, let's sit down.
Yeah, all right. I am, well, enjoying your company, Libby.
No.
If you think I'm miserable now, you should have seen me yesterday. Here, let me...
Thanks. If I manage to cheer you up, will you switch on your bow tie?
Me?
Well, Brian was saying you have a battery in your pocket.
That's Brian's joke.
Oh. Do you like my shawl? It was a present from Adam, but Jennifer must have bought it, really. It's pure silk.
Yes. They're very well off.
Am I putting my foot in it?
I think I'd be a lot better company if I forgot all about Brian, Bellamy and Bridge Farm for a few hours.
Oh, well. How does a girl go about making you forget? Have you heard the one about the Rangoon elephant trader?
Oh, very funny.
I've put ice and soda in. Love, let's find somewhere to sit.
I spotted them. Look, over there in the corner.
Well, we don't want to intrude. We can go over the other side.
Why can't we intrude?
If Tony's going to be tedious, darling.
Oh, I can handle him. Anyway, we can't just ignore Libby.
No. Yeah, that shawl thing looks rather well.
Isn't it sickening? I must find out where she's staying tonight.
You can't go poking in those hills.
Well, I'm sure she's not planning to drive 30 miles back home. Perhaps we ought to offer hospitality.
But you've got to be home before midnight.
I shan't turn into a pumpkin.
Look, you're nearly 8 months pregnant.
Oh, all right. You could look after her. You'd enjoy that.
Well, it's a question of saving Tony from temptation.
Come on. You. Are you sure it's no trouble?
Oh, of course it isn't, Libby. Now, where did I put the key to the booth?
You didn't really lock it up.
I'll say. I've seen young Schuler in action, you know.
But that means they only had one bottle of beer between them. No wonder they were subdued. Wasn't Schuler going to work in the stables at one time? Oh, yes. But you can't find a decent job.
Drink anybody?
No, thanks. No, nor me. Actually, she's rather enjoying working where she is.
Every lunchtime free for Simon Parker.
Oh.
Not to mention Benji and the boys. Scotch for you, Tony.
Oh, thanks.
Well, come and sit down, Tony. Sorry if we dragged you away from the dance.
Oh, I'm fine.
Well, you and Libby could have stayed on. Brian would have waited up.
I'd have sent you home in a taxi and really let my hair down. There you are.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Do you know something? I'm starving. Two bridge rolls at 10 o'clock means nothing to our infant. I'm quite peckish myself. Well, I'll see what's left in the fridge. Come and help if you like, Libby.
All right. Funny, food always tastes better after midnight.
Yes, right.
Well, we don't seem to have seen you for a while.
Yes, things got a bit behind while I was away.
Yes, of course. Hayden Evans managed to cope with the milking, though.
He and Percy between them.
Look, I expect you've heard I'm not your mum's favourite son-in-law these days.
I'm sorry she barged in. You were quite right. No one has a right to know your farm business except Jennifer.
No. But at the same time, if someone else is giving the wrong impression... You know, Tony, I didn't approach Ralph Bellamy about Bridge Farm.
Oh? Well, as I said, it's really no concern.
He phoned me up and asked what I'd pay if it was offered. Just for the land. But I don't know what he told you.
He said you'd be willing to pay getting on for £30 an acre.
Oh, he's a chatty fellow, isn't he? Oh, it's roughly true. The land adjoins Home Farm, and I could absorb it without increasing labour or machinery. We've plenty of grain storage.
It's obvious. You'll be a safe bet from Ralph's point of view.
He turned you down, then?
He made it clear there was no reason on earth why you should let me have the farm. Then we moved on to other things. The weather, the tourists, and the standard of bridge among ex-colonial administrators.
I often wonder how Ralph passes the time. Being on holiday 12 months of the year must get tedious.
Oh, he's happy enough. I'm not sure about Lillian.
I don't know her very well.
She told me she was a bit fed up. But I'd say she was bored out of her mind.